Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Where the Republican base is right now is very much a question at the moment. At the Conservative Political Action Conference this past weekend, former President Donald Trump crushed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a straw poll 62-20%. But CPAC wasn't the only political forum this past weekend. DeSantis was lining up donors in his home state. And yesterday, the Florida governor, who is considering a presidential run of his own, took a veiled swipe at Trump in a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library. Joining us now is Layla Ibsa, Capitol Hill and campaign reporter for ABC News. She spent the weekend at CPAC. Hi, Layla.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad you're here. Let's start with the former president, President Trump, on Saturday at CPAC.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
Well, the crowd loved it, but Trump did not have a full house for that speech. Not every seat was filled, that's for sure. What does that say to you about CPAC, Trump, and his current hold on the GOP?
Yeah, definitely. You know, CPAC is a conference for conservative outlets, and it regularly featured speakers from across the Republican spectrum. But over the years, really since the rise of Trump, the CPAC has really cemented itself as Trump's stomping grounds. And that was pretty evident this weekend. You referenced the straw poll. Trump overwhelmingly won the straw poll among CPAC attendees. He also closed out the speech. But the fact that, you know, crowds weren't full. He wasn't able to fill the whole ballroom, and we didn't see as much across the political spectrum in terms of speakers. I think for me that really shows that CPAC's influence in terms of the Republican Party, while it cemented itself as a conference for conservatives, when you're talking to people that attend in there, you know, they're all conservatives and not really across the political spectrum. So I talked to some people that attended there that said they would have liked to see more speakers from across the political spectrum in order to really gauge ideals and people's platforms, especially heading into the 2024 election.
Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was not at CPAC. He was meeting donors in Florida, giving a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library in California, where he spoke of his work as governor, keeping schools open during the pandemic, and he alluded to the chaos of the Trump White House.
You didn't see our administration leaking like a sieve. You didn't see a lot of drama or palace intrigue. What you saw was surgical precision execution.
What strikes you about how DeSantis is presenting himself right now?
You know, DeSantis is really trying to strike this balance. There's been a lot of talk about how you can't have Trumpism without Trump. You can't have these really strong conservative ideals without Trump in the White House. DeSantis is really trying to make the case that he is the candidate as the person who has the conservative ideas without necessarily maybe, you know, the mounting investigations that Trump has. And he's been trying to appeal himself to voters along that route of, I'm a new, fresh face, but I still endorse the same policies that you all really hold on to.
Well, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley also spoke at CPAC, presenting herself as the new generation in the GOP. But this weekend, former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a moderate Republican, told CBS he will not run for the Republican nomination.
I didn't want to have a pileup of a bunch of people fighting. Right now, you have, you know, Trump and DeSantis at the top of the field, soaking up all the oxygen, getting all the attention, and then a whole lot of the rest of us in single digits. And the more of them you have, the less chance you have for somebody rising up.
A whole lot of the rest of us in single digits. So the thinking is the bigger the Republican field, the better it is for Trump.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something that we have been hearing from voters, especially when you talk about the primary is, you know, it could take a lot of oxygen away from other candidates because you have this battle that seems to be playing out between DeSantis and Trump. But conservative voters, especially talk to me at CPAC, talk to me about the fact that the more Republicans that jump into the race, the more infighting that the party is going to see and the more fuel that could provide for Democrats come a general election cycle. So I think what we're seeing from Hogan is this idea of, if I back out, it's going to lower the political temperature and help the Republican. He always talks about helping the Republican Party rather than just himself as a Republican leader.
Well, President Biden has not declared he's seeking re-election, but he says he intends to. Feels like this race is shaping up to be 2020 sort of all over again. Layli Ipsa, Capitol Hill and campaign reporter for ABC News, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.